We're going into another dimension of faith tonight. I've been around 47 years preaching, and God gave me another dimension to share, and I'm excited about it. Usually I wake up 4 days in the morning, and the Lord go to talking to me, and I lay there, and think I'm going to remember all that stuff, and then I got to get up, because I got to write it down. So let's just lift our hand to God and expect Him to train us in the Word tonight. Father, we just thank You. We yield. May You get by our infirmities and our inadequacies, and may You be our sufficiency tonight. May the Holy Spirit commune to us right Word, right revelation, right insight. Whatever way You want us to minister tonight, we thank You here at Word of Life Christian Center that we have a chance to come before You. Thank You for all who are here and all who are tuning online. We know there's no distance in the spirit. Then there have been many watching around the world during this time. We thank You so much for clearance, how to deal with things, Your wisdom, Your understanding, Your knowledge. So just open the Word to us. We yield to the Word. Let the Word come alive. We praise You and honor You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. One of the ways to introduce this message is from Romans 10:17. I remember when I first heard that scripture. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. I memorized that scripture many, many years ago. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But then on the other hand, in Romans 12:3, we're going to make a note of something out of Romans 12:3. So then faith come by hearing. But then in Romans 12:3, it says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Now I want to look at this last statement. According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now the Bible talks about strong faith. The Bible talks about when the man came to Jesus in the 8th chapter of Matthew, Jesus said, the centurion, he never saw so great a faith. So there are aspects of faith that we must learn, grow in faith, develop in faith in different aspects. So tonight I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 4, and I want you to take notes before I tell you what verses. I want you to take notes on what we're going to deal with. We're going to be dealing with knowing the mysteries of operating in unlimited kingdom faith. Unlimited kingdom faith. In order to operate in that type of faith, and I'll give you many aspects of it tonight, you're going to have to hear the gospel of the kingdom. It produces that kind of faith. And the gospel of the kingdom presents certain type of results. Not just preaching, but the gospel of the kingdom is what Jesus preached. And in preaching the gospel of the kingdom, you have the Father backing you up. You have heaven backing you up. You know, our Father prayer, the Lord prayer. You have His name backing you up. When you're preaching the gospel of the kingdom. So this type of preaching the gospel of the kingdom produces kingdom faith. It also produces pictures or evidence of kingdom results. It gives you a perception that you can perceive some things of kingdom faith. And then it show you how to practice kingdom faith and how to prevail in kingdom faith and how kingdom faith can prevent a whole lot of things. Now you see right here in this text, it's powerful because I'm going to take you over into the 5th chapter of Matthew and start teaching you about how kingdom faith work. But look in the 23rd verse of the fourth chapter of Matthew. We're talking about knowing the mysteries of operating in unlimited kingdom faith. Now, from the aspect of the measure of faith, we recognize there are higher calibers of faith. In other words, when you're going from one measure to another, Jesus always, Jesus said, where's your faith? Why you have so little faith? In Romans 4, he said, Abraham had strong faith. So it's different calibers of faith as your measure grow, and according to what you're hearing and what you're seeing and what you're thinking. See, that's different. So let's say it this way, class, there's different experience in faith. All right? Different experience, different evidence. When faith is at a higher measure, more things happen. And with that happening, that increases your faith. For when you see the supernatural, see the divine, see miracles, see signs, see wonders, see people getting delivered. You have faith, but that does something to your faith. You say, God, I'm going to pray some more. You know, I want my faith to operate in the same way. Here in the 23rd verse of the fourth chapter of Matthew, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. See, he was teaching and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. That is not put in there just to have fill in a blank. He didn't call it the gospel of the kingdom for anything. So in order to comprehend or function in this type of kingdom gospel, the gospel of the kingdom, you have to soak your faith in righteousness. Romans 14:7, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I want to give it out. Soak your faith in righteousness. You have to soak your faith in kingdom righteousness. Soak your faith in kingdom peace. Soak your faith in kingdom joy. That's Romans 14:17. It gives a definition of what the kingdom of God really is. But you soak, pause and understand what righteousness means and let your faith soak in that. That when your faith is operating by the righteousness of God. All right? And then peace. You have to have, when you're operating this kind of faith, you got to have peace when things look like they're not going right. Because there's a lot of miracles going on that we disturb by unbelief and doubt, because we've let Satan got into our mind, and we're looking for the physical result, and the Lord is working on it all the time. Yeah. Anything canceled in your life, you cancel it. And so that's a lot of blessing to get canceled. So here Jesus, I want to read it again. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of diseases. Here we go. Results. And all manner of diseases, all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all, notice the word all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torment, and those which was possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic out of their mind, and those that had palms that couldn't lamb or couldn't walk, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitude of people from Galilee and from Decapolis, those 10 cities, and from Jerusalem and from Judah and from beyond Jordan. Now, some people just follow for miracles. And then when that stopped, they back off. But faith is greater than miracle. Yeah. See, faith. See, miracles come every now and then. Faith is always there. Miracles does not produce faith. Faith produces miracles. Are you following me? So you can have a miracle, but if you don't have no faith, you can't make your next move. So here you have multitude to heal them all, and because they were listening to the gospel of the kingdom, that has no respect for no devilish work. The gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light always overrule the kingdom of darkness. So when that gospel of the kingdom is preached, that means there's nothing going to be able to stop this, because the kingdom going to be there, the Father going to be there, the will of God going to be there. Then so in seeing this, knowing the mystery of operating in the unlimited kingdom faith, and then I wrote down seeing results. Seeing results, that's important. Seeing results. Finally, you need to see some results. The God kind of faith works on the kingdom of God level. All right? By growing to understand the power of kingdom citizenship and rights. So you have to know there's a kingdom citizenship here, but you have to know it. And there's certain kingdom rights you have, but you have to be aware of those rights. All right? Now, on the platform of that, Jesus in this fifth, sixth, and seventh chapter teach status of the kingdom. He took all three chapters, and it says in the fifth chapter, in the first verse of Matthew, and seeing the multitudes. Okay, that wasn't multitude that was. What multitude that was? You go back up, I just read you. There was a multitude because a lot of miracles and signs and wonders and people, uncle getting healed and mama getting healed. And they just, there's a man out there healing everybody. The children getting healed. Can you see it? Picture it. Everybody getting healed with all kind of disease. Some people have been going to the doctor a long time. But Jesus was just turning that gospel of the kingdom loose there. And so people went running home, getting their family members. I could see it. And getting healed left and right. Lunatic. People out of their mind. Their family couldn't have to lock them in a room. But now they brought him out. And they go back home. They clean the room up. The man got healed. See that? I feel that. See, that's the type of gospel will help people and draw people and bless people. That something happened, man. Not just teaching and preaching, but there must become some results from that teaching and preaching that it does have an effect on life. Just think about all these sort of multitudes following. Now, but the multitude is only going to go so far. Uh-huh. They receive a lot, but there are always more. When something happened to you out of the ordinary, remember there's always more. Don't stop there. And so you're going to see this. He says, and seeing the multitude, so we know where the multitude come from, right? He went up into a mountain. And when he was set, notice the multitude didn't come. Multitude ain't going up no mountain. Now I got to do something. I got to pray. I got to fast. Oh, no, I'm not going no further. See, most of them probably lost their healing. Because the enemy are circle, and if you don't have it more than on the outside, you got to have something on the inside to stand your ground. That's what faith is about. See, some of these people didn't have much faith. But the gospel got stirred up then, and the Lord Jesus started healing them, but they should have went up the mountain. Because up on the mountain is greater than verse 23 through 25. You got three chapters that he's about to put out now. A lot of good teaching, but they just got healed. So here's a platform for kingdom faith, attitude. You got to have the right attitude. You got to have the right gratitude. You have to understand the magnitude of power and glory that is in this kingdom, faith. And multitude of miracles that this kind of faith can produce. So Jesus, let me skip up further and give two scriptures. Two scriptures I believe that are profound in this is Matthew 6:33 and Hebrews 11:6. Those two scriptures show us the dynamic of being able to operate in kingdom faith strongly. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And after that, all these things should be added unto you. But you got to put that kingdom first. Now, when you go to Hebrews 11 and 6, I want you to see this because I'm going to give you some principles. When you go to Hebrews 11 and 6, you see, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. And for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Now, watch this. And that he is a rewarder. We're back to Matthew 6:33. Of them that diligently seek him. For when you're seeking the kingdom, you're seeking him. When you seek him, you're seeking the kingdom. So those two voices tell you, and then both voices tell you, you're going to be rewarded. Supernaturally rewarded. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his right, all these things to be added to you, right? Then he says here, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So important. So attitude and gratitude, we're going to deal with it in a moment. Matter of fact, yeah, we'll deal with it now. Jesus teaches the wisdom and blessings of how kingdom faith works. How kingdom faith works. Right here, right now, in Matthew 5:1-12, that's what he's teaching. He's teaching us, after they saw all the miracles from the gospel of the kingdom, he's teaching them now, here's how this kingdom works. Here's how manifestation, demonstration, blessing come out of this kingdom, but you have a part to play. Do you see me? Yes. Yeah, so now in this fifth chapter, he began to open up the inside of the kingdom and let you get a glimpse of how it worked. So he opened up, he says now, bless it. And he opened his mouth, verse 2, and taught them saying, Now he's teaching the gospel up there, but he's about to teach at a deeper level now. Ain't no miracle dropping right now. Ain't nobody getting out of the wheelchair right now. He just wanted somebody to sit down and listen so he could train them. For he's training them, listen, to be able to do the same thing he did. See, verse 4, chapter 4, verse 23 through 25 just didn't happen. He's working with a certain kind of gospel, a kingdom gospel, a gospel of righteousness, a gospel of peace, a gospel of the Holy Ghost. All right. So when he began to teach him now, let me tell you, Jesus teaches the wisdom and blessing of how kingdom faith works. I want everybody to get that now, because when I go to read them, I just want to go through the beatitude, because he talks about attitude. Beatitude, I remember a long time ago, God revealed to me that's attitude, and that's gratitude, and that's magnitudes in the spirit realm that these lessons Jesus is about to teach in these next 7 or 8 verses. So Jesus teaching the wisdom and blessing of how kingdom faith works. Say kingdom faith.
Kingdom faith.
Yeah, say it again. Yeah, we're talking about kingdom faith. Now faith is faith, I know, but there are different aspects and different levels. Because when I started talking, I told you Jesus talked about little faith, he talked about great faith, he talked about weak faith, he talked about strong faith. So here, I believe that what he wants to happen here at Word of Life and around the world, people start demonstrating kingdom faith. And it's a way to do it because it's a kingdom lineup. So in verse 3, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, all right, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So recognizing your insufficiencies, but yet knowing you're strong because of the connection,
yes, sir,
will cause things to happen. Don't be strong without not knowing who called you to be strong. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. See, that's the way you got to work in the kingdom. You got to work with insufficiencies and strength. Yeah, God. See, poor in spirit means I couldn't get you by myself. And so when you remain like that, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In other words, you live, go to Matthew 6. I'll just go ahead. Matthew 6, and you'll see me right there in Matthew is where Jesus is doing all this teaching, and he's telling them how to pray, and he said something in telling them how to pray. In Matthew 6:9, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, holy be thy name. Then in the 10th verse, he says, now notice what he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now flip back, look at the scripture. He says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for that is the kingdom of heaven. He says here in the 10th verse of 6th chapter, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. In other words, in kingdom faith, you operate in a heavenly atmosphere. Things happen out of the ordinary. It's a power greater than your surroundings. See, and that's what Jesus said. See, because you got the Father backing you up, you got heaven backing you up, you got the Father's name, Jehovah Shammah. I mean, he's present. You imagine having God present in the same spot you are? Jehovah Tzedek knew. He's your righteousness. Righteousness is a powerful force from heaven. Jehovah Nissi, you have a banner over your head. There's a glow, there's a glory that are pushing around you when you're really preaching the real gospel of the kingdom. They can sense that this is real because Jehovah is there. You see what I'm saying? Jehovah Raha, he's your shepherd. What he said, the Lord is your shepherd, you should not want. He started laying you down in green pastures beside still water. You see, you got his name. When you talk about you got the Father's name, my God, man, nothing can stop you. Jehovah Jireh, he's my provider. You just go on and on with his name, how powerful he is. Jehovah Rapha, he's my healer. So all of that backing me up, healing, all that backing me up at that time. Are you following me? So he says here, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No, I really mean hallelujah. I really mean I'm learning something. Thank God, hallelujah. So 6:10 said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on in earth as it is in heaven. In earth as it is in heaven, in heaven. So heaven start functioning on earth when you operating in kingdom faith. Then the 13th verse, he says at the end, for thine is the kingdom. Look what it is in kingdom faith. And the power and the glory. All three of them in there. Then you got the kingdom, power, glory. Then you got in Romans 14:17, you got what the kingdom really means. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That's six powerful things right there. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. All right. Now, I can go on and on down that line. Every blessing has a benefit. Blessed are they that mourn, verse 4, for they should be comforted. So you walking in comfort. You walk in the middle of a pandemic.
Yes, sir.
But you're feeling sorry for people who don't know what you know. But you know God got you covered.
Yes, sir.
Because you got the gospel of the kingdom on the inside of you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And then it says, blessed are the meek, for they shall, verse 5, they shall inherit the earth. See, every attitude, every gratitude has a reward. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. This kingdom, this gospel of kingdom faith calls you to be an earth inheritor. In other words, people who come around you get blessed because they're around you. Because you know something profound. You know something divine. You know something supernatural. You know something from another world. You know something that you're operating just like Jesus. Oh, man, people don't want to pay the price. They don't want to spend the time. They won't go to church. They just want religion. They want four Bible verses. But the intimacy, the reality of people want a college degree. They do everything they can. They stay up all night, study. They just want that degree. Huh?
Yeah.
And then after they get the degree, they need another degree. But I'm just saying we should put interest in God and the things of God. And oh, what a life. What God would do for you. If you just fall in love with him, God means I'm almost sloving up here. Fall in love with him because it's so delicious. Now, so we go on down to the 12th verse. All of those, I say I'm not going to be able to go through all of them, but everyone has a blessing. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I mean, every one of them got a blessing, and he's training how kingdom faith works. I wrote a note. It's time right now to grasp the supernatural power and drink revelation that back this kind of faith up. It's time right now to grasp the supernatural power and drink revelation that back this kind of faith up. And then I wrote down the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We just talked about that. Operating with faith, heaven, operating with the Father, heaven, and the name of God backing you up. Seen by kingdom faith, the kingdom will, power, and glory, being released on earth by your faith, changing everything and everybody around you that will take heed to who God really is, and why he give us his faith. The kingdom of God, faith, has a unique assignment. Here they are. Turn back to Matthew. You're in Matthew 5. Matthew 5, 13. The kingdom of God, faith, has a unique assignment. Seasoning the earth with a divine taste. You're the salt of the earth, he said. See that? Season. Then he goes on. That's verse 14. Verse 15. Shining a light that can't be put out. You're the light of the world. Huh?
Yes.
You go to Matthew 6, 24, where he talks about no man can serve two masters. But when you operate in kingdom faith, you're serving a master that can't fail.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Another thing, seeing the glory of God and his glorious provision on daily basis.
Yes,
now let me go back over there because y'all, I don't think y'all seen this thing. Seasoning the earth with the divine taste. You're the salt of the earth. Shining a light that can't be put out. because you're the light of the world. Serving a master that can't fail. Seeing the glory of God and his glorious provision on daily basis. Now, in this kind of position, you know, the pandemic and some other things coming. You, I mean, Jesus, if you believe this and it's truth and it's God's word, listen, see, you have the ability to sprinkle salt on situation, divine salt, a confusion, or something got messed up in the house. If you walking in love and yielding to the Spirit, you can season that thing where it come out right. Are you following me? Walk in the room and the light come on. Nobody hit a switch. But a divine light came on because enlightenment, see, enlightenment is, I always say enlightenment is a whole lot more important than excitement. And serving a master that can't fail, I don't want to get stuck here, seeing the glory of God and his glory provision on daily basis, seeking the kingdom and his righteousness, and your cup keep running over. Your cup keep running over. So, there must be a preaching of the gospel of the kingdom producing kingdom faith, all right? Picturing kingdom result. Now, ain't nobody going to be following you up, but you ain't got no result.
That's right.
No, I talked to a young lady today, and she said she's a chef, and she cooked healthy food. And she said, I won't give you my report. I lost 80 pounds. She said, and I'm saying nobody teaching, but they know so much and can do so much, and they ain't got no evidence themselves. She said, I lost 80 pounds. She see what I'm saying? I lost 80 pounds. So you ought to have some results. If you're going to preach this gospel of the kingdom, there ought to be some results in your life. Y'all don't want to answer me. You ought to have some evidence, man. You ought to have more than a suit. And a car.
Right.
Perception of kingdom faith, practicing kingdom faith, prevailing and preventing. Kingdom faith coming by the preaching, the gospel of the kingdom. Here's what makes kingdom faith so powerful. Kingdom faith, knows that kingdom business come before kingdom blessing. Put first thing first. See, the stumbling in the body of Christ at large is a blessing stumbling. The secret is not the blessing, it's the blesser. Go for him. Back to Hebrews 11 and 6. Give him all you got. Go for him. Do whatever he tell you to do. The blessing got to come. Because he can't be a liar. And God have told me too much for me to be broke. God have told me too much for me to be sick. God have told me too much and showed me too much for me not to be happy. God have told me temporary things going to come and try to stop you. Just keep praising me. Just keep your mind on me. So I'm going to read this to you again because I'm going to go to another one. Here's what make kingdom faith so powerful. Kingdom faith knows that kingdom business come before kingdom blessing. Well, I wish somebody hear me all over the world. I mean, your life, that's a shifting factor here. That in that statement is, I've been plowing this for 47 years. Put his business first. And the blessing will run you down. That's what Matthew 6:33 says. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things to be added. All right. Kingdom faith must continually soak itself in kingdom righteousness. In kingdom peace. Romans 14:17. And kingdom joy. All, watch this now. All are in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy. He said, joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost is a kingdom product. Wrong Fulgent. Kingdom faith is aware of the fact that all things work together for good for those who love God and his calling. Now that's Romans 8:26-28. I want to deal with two or three things from that. Romans 8:26, you know, he's talking about when a man don't know how he ought to pray, talking about the infirmity. Then he started talking about certain things God showed me out there. He says, yes, bring your infirmities on up in here. bring your infirmities. He said, just all right, bring it. Don't try to put it at the door like you don't have it. Bring it on up in here, because I'm going to deal with you. You see, he said, bring your infirmities. He says, then what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you the mind of the Spirit. Your infirmities cannot function when you're functioning in the mind of the Spirit. The mind of the Spirit shut your infirmities down. I decree tonight that your infirmities are shut down. Any type of sickness, any type of lack, by the Spirit of God. The mind of the Spirit. Then the reason that all things work together, because the mind of the Spirit have taken your infirmities over. And the next thing is knowing the will of God. That's in that chapter. That in the three verses, 8:26. Knowing the will of God. The will of God is so powerful. The Bible says God is at work in you to do his will and his good pleasure. The will of God is a powerful thing. If you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. Isaiah 1:19. And then you see, turn to Romans 8. I just want to read the 28th verse. It comes, the 28th verse is a result of what I'm talking about. I'm talking about kingdom faith. Loving the Lord and his purpose is in that verse. All things work together for good for them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. So you got the mind of the Spirit, the will of God, the purpose of God, and you're in love with God. And that put in an anointing that produces kingdom faith. That's why all things work together. All things might not look like they're working together, but you just stand still. You see a lot of things that manifest and you can't explain because you're operating in that kind of faith. And then again, my brothers and sisters, hopefully you're catching this thing. Your kingdom faith must be marked with kingdom wisdom. Kingdom purpose. Let's look at about four things right quick, because I'm going to close in a minute. Turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. I want some ingredients. I want you to see some ingredients here that the Lord brought me to in my study about this. What kingdom? This kingdom faith. What is packing? Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Boy, that's a powerful word. The manifold wisdom, the manifold, not the wisdom, the manifold wisdom of God. Multiplicities of wisdom. The manifold wisdom of God. And any devil or demon try to attack you, and when they recognize you operating in that type of wisdom, they know they got a tail whooping coming. But you got to know it. So when your faith operate in the manifold wisdom of God, ooh, goodness, do you know what can be accomplished? Secondly, I want you to look at Ephesians 2:8. Ephesians 3:8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentile, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now that's two big statements there. The manifold wisdom of God and the unsearchable riches of Christ. I got two more I want to add to you. Two more I want to add to you when you're operating this kind of faith. Look in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. Right in Ephesians, I'm sure the apostles couldn't lose that. In whom we have what? Verse 12. In Ephesians 3, 12. In whom we have. Now, I don't have no more than a few of y'all in here. Y'all going to have to be shocked. Yeah, let me talk to y'all. Let me talk to y'all a minute. But I don't have my whole congregation here. You all are here. So y'all can't be done out. Y'all need to keep up. And when I ask something, y'all got to answer, because I don't have all the other people who can answer. So y'all got to act like y'all answering me, all right? Ephesians 3, 12. I'm trying to call some of my saints back up in here, because y'all, Ephesians 3, 12. That's a power. Y'all miss a good place to shout. In whom we have boldness and access. With confidence. By the faith of him. You're adding that to it. See, that's in that kingdom faith. You got manifold wisdom, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now here you're dealing with boldness and access. And they tell you it happened by faith. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Do you think he had kingdom faith? Absolutely. We just saw him preach over there. And then Ephesians 3:11. According to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Eternal purpose. Wow. Let me close. You go, you study those Beatitudes. And notice that each one of them, there's something as a reward. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they should see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You see, it's all over and over again, Jesus is teaching us, blessed are those who are persecuted for right. He said, rejoice. Great is your reward in heaven. You see what I'm saying? So there's the blessing, but the attitude and the gratitude has to be there first. Yes, sir. Are they who? See? So don't just come. So stop trying to jump to the other end. Let it come to you, baby. Yeah. Stop trying to jump. Don't rush it. Just develop yourself. And this is a developing ministry here. This is a developing church here, because I prepare all the time. Sometimes I got so much note, I don't want to teach all of it, because the people, it's too much, and you need to eat some of the stuff that's been said. But just keep preparing yourself. Don't care if it look like nothing not changing. It's impossible to spend time with God and nothing not changing. Some of y'all set up right now for some of the greatest blessing in your life. Just stay faithful. Satan, he'll try to kick you off the truck. Just hold on to the rail. Don't let him get you off. Because God, you cannot stay in faithfulness and not be blessed. Knowing the mysteries of operating in unlimited kingdom faith. Let's close with Matthew 13, 11, and 12. I think they'll rock the boat, that you understand what we're doing. You understand what we're talking about. The mysteries of the kingdom. It's been given to you to know the mystery. What a blessing. The Father wants us to know that. He said, look, I'm going to let you know my mysteries. And I got a word, Lord, just give me. I hope we can catch it like I sense it in my spirit. Most people are dealing with matters, circumstances, situation. But I want you to deal in my mysteries. Yes. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, most people dealing with the matter. They're trying to figure it out. But you know you can't figure it out, But you operate in the mystery going to figure it out. Because the mystery is not hiding things from you. The mystery is hiding what he about to do for you. So you can't be out there standing blind with your enemy. You follow what I'm saying? So in that mystery, God going to open your eye to a move you make that the enemy, he can't see it. So just like Jesus went to the cross. I got to close. When Jesus went to the cross, they say they would not have crucified him had they known who he was or what about to happen. They gave it to him. So Satan had to give stuff to you when you're operating in mystery. He don't know. He had to give it up. He lose by his own accord because he can't figure out what's going on because you're moving in a van. You're moving in a van that he can't see where you're going and he can't see the mystery, but you know the mystery. Had they known that Jesus was going to take over, they wouldn't have crucified him. Had they known that he was going to come up the third day, just like he said, they wouldn't have crucified him. Had they known that he had power over death, victory, over the grave, they wouldn't have crucified him. It's a mystery. So every time a crucifixion comes to your life, know in the mystery there's a resurrection. I mean, when the enemy hit your family, hit your body, know that I'm going to come up my third day coming. Woo! My third day coming. It may look like I'm in the grave now, but my third day coming. My body might be hurting right now, but my third day coming. My third day coming.